where we just opened in 99. That happened to be the year the Tasmanian economy took a shift. And what you find is, of course, you're talking about something all the time. So we're talking about landscape all the time to anyone who would listen. And then all of a sudden, tourism as an idea is extremely sophisticated in Tasmania. It's another discussion, a very long discussion, but they're actually very sophisticated, the tourism industry there. And so if you're only talking about landscape and the idea of communicating powerfully what some essential ideas about that landscape are, if you're talking about that in a place that's having a tourism boom, you inevitably become the emblematic architect to deal with that. And that's not been at all strategic. It's not been a sort of part of our business plan. It's actually just been a serendipitous thing that's happened, which will only have a certain shelf life. You know, there's a boom happening by 2008 or 9 or taper off, but at the moment it's proved for us a fantastic opportunity, certainly unequalled, I think, anywhere else. For our practice, it's an opportunity we would not have anywhere else in Australia. Yeah.
And you also practice in Sydney, and you're the person essentially in Sydney. How's your practice evolving in Sydney? Are there similar interests in landscape, or are there other concerns?
In Sydney, I love Sydney as a place, and the reason I ended up there is because of the topography, and because I could sense how the city had sort of warped and adjusted itself for this particular topography, which generates incredibly unique circumstantial urban moments. And what we found, though, is, of course, there's no one to talk to in Sydney, really. I mean, there's sort of our colleagues who are here tonight, but the architectural debate in Sydney is operating at quite a different level. So we've actually found Sydney quite difficult, because the agendas there are much more aligned with the commercial and trade agendas that were talked about at the conference this morning. And there's not that interesting engagement with ideas. We always look jealously at Melbourne, to be honest. And so it's Sydney's problematic. It's a place that we have great passion for as a place to work in, but it actually hasn't yielded many opportunities, actually.
So most of your work is down in Tasmania?
Yeah, in Tasmania, and actually, funnily enough, Victoria keeps coming onto the radar. There's sort of something in Healesville, something in another place called Mount Disappointment, and another couple of potentially tourism projects actually now happening in and around the place. But certainly, the great thing about Tasmania is just a fantastic vehicle for building. You know, the regulatory problems that we all talk about in Melbourne and Sydney, sort of budget and other problems, they just don't seem to exist there as obstructions. It's actually a place where the moment from drawing to building is actually reasonably fast. Yeah.
You seem to dispel a few myths about practicing in Tasmania in what you're saying today, and one of those things was the idea that people in Tasmania, clients, are not progressive, and your work would certainly prove that that is the case.
Yeah, we've actually rubbed the local profession the wrong way, I think, on that, because we decided at the start of the practice we're just going to run a no-excuses practice. So the idea was, no matter what we did, I had to be able to feel, as though I could turn up at the halftime club or Tusculum or something and talk about it without embarrassment in a way. And the messages we'd had from a lot of our forebears in Tasmania were that all presentation work was foregrounded with a series of excuses. The budget wasn't enough, the clients couldn't stop me doing this, the clients stopped me doing that. And we just didn't think that was good enough, and thought that that's simply a discussion with a series of parameters that happen everywhere. But in Tasmania, part of that sort of circumstance, that culture perhaps, had led to those becoming insurmountable parameters. So what we've tried to do is break through and actually see other opportunities. And we actually find the opposite. We find of all places working in Australia, Tasmanian clients are actually the most open-minded, and it may actually be, in fact, because they haven't engaged with architectural culture in such an intense way. So their sense of what is possible is actually quite unframed and unbounded. Yeah.
We certainly have opened up the whole debate in Tasmania particularly, and certainly Terroir is now one of the most exciting firms in the country. It must be a good position to be in, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's. I was reflecting on it today when I was watching Momoyo present that in there we're just pottering along doing what we're doing, and we did it very hard for 3 or 4 years, very, very hard. And of course you have these moments where you wonder whether anything will actually come of it, and at the moment it's been very humbling, really, and I mean that quite seriously. There's sort of a level of recognition and interest in what we're doing, and so for us it's incredibly exciting. And of course I think one thing we're now thinking about is what to do with that in a way to honour that interest in an appropriate way, in the way we might develop the practice in the future. Yeah.
Gerard Reimer, thank you very much for your time. I'll buy you a drink.
Thank you very much. Yeah.